I started from manufacturing, and we work at Makati building first, and then after we moved to campus, and for about 15 years I've been there.
Well, I started in January of 89 with the Plus Development subsidiary, and I was a manager of electrical and firmware development. I did that, well, Plus Development became the commercial products group, and I continued to manage electrical and firmware groups there for a total of about 3.5 years.
I started with Quantum in 1991 in 8th group. And 6 years later, I believe, I would transfer to FA group for Stratus at that time, I believe.
I started working at Quantum at 1991 to 1996. And I worked at HDA, disk drive assembly, and I was the team coordinator in the clean room, building one. And I was working with Harvey Tom, he is my my manager.
See, I started in Quantum February of 1993. The division was, I think it was called DPSG at the time, but it's gone through so many permutations that, at that time, but it was the drives that they made at MKE, and I was part of production planning. So we were the people that worked with MKE to order the drives.
So I started at Quantum in 94 in IT, and I was working on the Oracle implementation, doing change management and communications.
Know that as some of us know it as Warp.
Warp, right.
What did Warp stand for?
Worldwide Ask Replacement Project.
Plus was spun off from Quantum very early. It was about 83, I believe. So Quantum had only existed for about 3 years, and they spun off Plus Development. It was an independent corporation, with Quantum had quite a bit of ownership in it. I don't remember the percentages. But in around 88, Quantum was losing money horribly, and Plus Development was very profitable. And there was a quote in the Merck a couple of years later. I can't even remember who was CEO at the time. Steve Berkeley, I guess, said if it hadn't been for Plus, Quantum wouldn't have survived those years.
My responsibility is to run the line. Whatever the manager in the morning just told me to do how many disk drives a day to build. So if they told us to build a 900 disk drive a day, we have to finish 100 drive a day because we have a 3-shift and everybody are competing to each other. They want, if the day shift, they ask us to 900, and the swing shift they're making about maybe 1,000. It's really competitive. And also if whoever is going to the restroom or something, I took over their position. Because we are using the conveyor belt that all the drives are going in front of you, station by station. And at the same time, I also a robotic operator under this disk load. So every time they have a problem with the disk load, I have to call the maintenance or the engineer. If they cannot find the problem, the engineer has to come.
So it's they had so many problems, you know, beginning too, like contamination problem, you know, and stuff. We go there every day. We don't do nothing many times. Yeah.
There was a motor, a spindle motor, that MKE was purchasing from, I can't remember who they purchased it from, but After one of the hard cards had gotten into production, this was the 20 and 40 megabyte hard card generation, they made their own clone motor at MKE. And they did a bunch of testing on it. They brought us all the test results and showed us the comparison, you know, their motor versus the original motor. Can we substitute our motor? He looked at the results and said, sure, go ahead. After they were out in the field, about a million drives with this new motor, they started failing. And grease from inside the motor would leak out, get on the media, and the heads would stick to the media, and the drive wouldn't spin up. For the technically minded, this is known as stiction. And in the early days, in early phase of stiction, you can break it loose by giving the drive a good whack, and the drive will spin up. The funny thing is that this problem actually enhanced our quality reputation, because back in those days, when someone's disk drive died, they just knew their data was gone. They weren't going to get it back. Well, someone would call up with a problem with their hard card, and if they described this problem, our tech support people would say, here's what we're going to do. We're going to FedEx you a new drive. You call us back when you have that drive, and we'll talk you through the data recovery procedure. And they would get on the phone with them, and they'd have them whack the drive, and it would spin up. They'd save their data, and they'd send the old drive back. And because we were able to talk them through saving their data, people started to think we really knew what we were doing, and we had this great quality. And it was simply because this one problem was so prevalent that the people knew exactly what to do when it came up.
The people in Quantum are very nice people. Very professional people, and the working environment is the best. That makes everybody, you know, get going. And that to me, my opinion. And people helping each other. That what it is.
Oh, they check us all over, you know, take luncheon all the time. To the Christmas parties, you know, all those things. They're just too generous, it was, yeah.
And you know, they treated us really well. We have always, every time we have a picnic, company pays everything. Yeah, and every time that we have a potluck, all the group engineers, even the engineers, we acquainted so very good. Yeah, so we have a good communication also with the engineers. That's the reason why we don't really forget Quantum.
Well, early 93, one piece of the commercial products group was the design engineering folks. And they decided to keep, rather than spreading us amongst the various design teams, they decided to start a new little division with us, the Personal Computer Enhancement Products Group. There were 21 of us, and this was in the days of Bill Miller, CEO. He came and met with us, and he said he wanted us to come up with a new product line, not disk drives, something that would have higher profit margins, because disk drive business was becoming very much a commodity, and he wanted something with higher margins. So we were working on, you know, trying to come up with some add-in cards, something to enhance PCs, and we actually started working on a SCSI host adapter. Got it to a prototype stage. That's about 3.5 months after gave us our charter. He came back and said, well, since disk drive margins are so thin, we don't have any money left to fund this group, so our jobs were eliminated. Most of us found other jobs within quantum, but a couple were unlucky. After 48 hours, they didn't have other jobs. Security came and grabbed them and took their badges and walked them out the door.